This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM and the free radio.com app. You guys want to rock out tonight? Rock out with Skillet. My boys are going to be at the Milwaukee Admirals game, and that's where I'm going to head to right after this. And watch some first place hockey. And then, I mean, if it really goes haywire and maybe I rock out too much to Skillet, I'm going to need a piece of jewelry for my girl because I lost a tooth.
Uh-oh.
It happens to me every once in a while. Sometimes I just get too excited. I do this at these shows. I went to one. That's why I don't go to concerts with Jeff Orlotsky anymore.
Why?
Because for the most part, all of those concerts turn into mosh pits. And I mean that
Jeff isn't in there though, is he?
No, he stands off to the side. But I always crave contact, and I always get too excited, and I'm shoving people around,
man.
And like it's not a good,
bumping
not a good
into
look. 100%, 100%. Instead, I just go to the jewelry center and get treated like a regular human being.
Dean Murray is where you want to go, guys. If you want to step up to the plate and be a real man this year, save up your money,
real man,
and just go over and see him, just sit down with him and just kind of pass him what your budget is. And I'll tell you what, he has one for you. But not only that, if you have some extra gold laying around for the new 2020, you just want some money, he pays the most for any gold. Not only that, they do more watch batteries. And I didn't even know that was a thing. People would come in. Oh, I said, wow, these people here, they sell the most watch batteries by far than anybody. And I think for the most part, the service. I don't think we talk enough about the service. When you walk into a place, don't get alarmed if it's crowded. But Dean Murray really gets to you. He has some of the best people working there. I think that's one of the best things about it, to be honest with you. The service sells itself because you want to go in there and feel like you're getting a bargain. Now, I always talk about my one good friend. He knows this.
You've got more than one.
He tried to cut back a little bit. This is the one area you shouldn't cut back when it's for your girl. Dean saved his life. He went over to the jewelry center. He went over to 7477 West Layton Avenue. He went up in there and said, "The Roy Butler sent me here. And Gary said, you guys are going to take good care of me. I got a problem." Well, guess what? Dean Murray is the fixer.
That's amazing.
Problem solver. I think that's the difference between having somebody you like and who you love. Say you're in the Blue Mountain area, 17100 West Blue Mountain Road, Suite 206. And not only that, if you're in Burlington, you don't have to come all this way if you don't have to.
Don't do that.
They got 1348 North Pine Street.
Mm.
Just go up in there and say, "Listen, I'm trying to get some of the best jewelry possible. But if you can't make it into one of these three locations, guess what? They have the best website. TJC.com, the jewelry center, TJC.com. Go on that site. I'm on the site right now. Even give you, now this is important, it even give you the sales young men and women, give you kind of what they look like. So you'll know.
Oh, so you got a little bio.
Yeah.
You're not caught off guard. Who's this random person asking me what kind of my budget looks like?
You can walk in there and just say, "Well, where's Mike Prokop? I want to talk to him. You know, there he is." They give you a good deal. The Jewelry Center guy, they want to give you the best deal. It's Black Friday every day there. It's the Jewelry Center. It's Dean Murray.
That's Leroy Butler, Leap 36, soon to be Hall of Fame. Hall of Famers, the Hall of Fame finalists at the moment. He'll find out on next Saturday if it does go in there. Yeah, it's all encompassing. That, too, is a good way to say it.
Yeah, like
Leap 36, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Fiverr. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tosh. And now we add a Hall of Famer, Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief, to the program after the Bucks beat the Charlotte Hornets out in France. Sidney Moncrief, appreciate the time today, man.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. I like this matinee basketball that we get on a Friday, but also it's so important to be able to grow this game globally. And Sidney, when you were a part of it with a coach and for all the time that you got to be a member of the NBA when David Stern was running the league and really making it this global game that it is today, it's cool to see the fruits of his labor pay off here as you know, we remember him dearly, that they were able to pack that arena in France today. And I understand Michael Jordan was there, but the superstar was 34 in the Milwaukee Bucks jersey.
Always Giannis has international appeal. And David Stern, one thing he realized was the fact that the United States has over 300 million people, but yet there's 7 billion people, over 7 billion people in the world. And he was able to advance the game of basketball outside of the borders of our country mm-hmm. and get other countries interested in the product. And now we have more international players. You have the best player in the NBA, Giannis, being, of course, from Greece. And then this team has a lot of appeal here and also abroad.
I need you to help me. I lost my mind on the radio yesterday because I'm reading garbage on the internet from a writer that says that, you know, we have no truly dominant team in the NBA this year. Nobody's buying into the Bucks. Now Zion Williamson has given people a reason to watch the NBA. And I about lost my cool. I mean, this is a team on pace to get about 70 wins. Why is there this not wanting to believe in the Milwaukee Bucks at this point nationally?
How stupid of a comment would someone make?
Thank you. That's what I said.
How much more dominant do you need to be when you've only lost, what, 6 games?
Yep.
I would think you're dominating people, but the bottom line is typically teams have more than one superstar. This team has one, but he's so good, he's equal 3. Yep. And that's what people miss, that Giannis is such a dominant force and the people around him are extremely solid basketball players. They still does not want to give the Bucks credit, and they will not until we win an NBA title or at least make it to the finals of the NBA championship.
Talking with Sidney Moncrief here on the Wendy's Big Show after the Bucks win out in France. We get to talk to Sidney Moncrief after the games on the Pick and Save Probes post-game show. It just happens that we get to do it in drive time today because the Bucks started at 2. Sidney, when you do look at the other star players on this team, Chris Middleton has just been so efficient, and I know you and I have had a bunch of conversations about him on the post-game show, but tonight it was Eric Bledsoe who steps up and was efficient as heck again today, and just being able to be a playmaker in there with a lot of energy. What is it like when you know, as the best player, you do have your auxiliary players, and one of those guys is having one of those nights where he is just on?
And if you are an NBA historian or a person that follows the NBA, Eric Bledsoe was the best player for the Clippers. He averaged over 20 points per ball game, even when they were not shooting as many threes. He goes to Phoenix, and he becomes what? Their best player on their team.
Mm-hmm.
What we see from him is not really surprising because he has the skill set to be a 20 to 30 point scorer at any given time. Tonight, he was able to score a lot of buckets, but that's who he is. He has that ability to make plays and to make this team better.
Yeah, first of all, I really appreciated watching your game because that's when defense was, it was all about that. And sometimes you don't see that with some of these other teams. You know, the one player I want to get you to comment on is George Hill. It seemed like for some reason he doesn't get the notoriety that for being a true veteran. And I think he's one of the tops in three-point percentages. He does everything that you need because I know it's a lot. Brogdon had a big fan base here, and they just didn't – just they're not buying into George Hill. And I don't get – I don't understand that.
Well, I just hope the opposing teams continue to fall asleep on him.
Thank you.
Because he's only leading the NBA in three-point shots. He's the most solid sixth man, I think, in the NBA. His ability to score inside, outside, three-point shots. And he's a pretty good defender, has been the difference in this ball club. And I really think the Bucks, to reach the status where people give them a little more respect, will have need to make it to the finals and win the NBA title. Otherwise, there's so many other games and other sports on TV, they don't really get the focus that they really deserve. There's so much other competitive sports, including pro basketball, being seen on TV and being streamed.
The NBA trade deadline just a couple of weeks away, coming up, what is it, February 6th, I believe it is, for the NBA. Is there anything you look at on this roster and go, you know, if I could add a type
leave
of...
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Okay.
Leave it alone. Get out of the kitchen. Put your spoon down. Put your bowl up. Do not mess with any part of this team, because chemistry, what yes. this team has beyond talent and skill, is they like one another and they get along with one another. They protect each other, and that's chemistry. And you can throw one player in the mix and could just throw everything out of whack. So I would say trade deadline, they should be you have to talk to people, obviously, if you're a general manager, but I wouldn't tamper with this team.
Sidney Moncrief, the Hall of Famer, joining us here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sidney, Mike Budenholzer with the win today won his 100th game as the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. He did it in just 128 games coached for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wow.
Can you just try to put into context, as a guy that played and then coached in the league, to go into a system and that was different? I mean, obviously there were some players that were still the same, and Chris Middleton and Giannis had a lot of familiarity, but he walked into this system, into this new organization, and completely changed the culture.
He really did, and his time with Greg Popovich in San Antonio set the tone for him understanding the type of coach he wanted to be, and his system is transferable to a lot of different types of players. And he has the type of staff and the personality where players trust him, they believe in him, they play hard for him, and that's very unique. He is a special, I know this is a simplistic statement, but he is a very special head coach. And even before Milwaukee, even at Atlanta, what he did with that team, he's just an amazing coach.
Yeah, I think in talking to some of the people, they don't believe – small minority of people think that Giannis would not sign the Supermax and he may go elsewhere. But if you're the Bucks, you have the best team the last 2 years in building. I mean, they have done their part to put him in a great position. I don't understand why people think that he would leave this.
Yeah, well, here's what I don't understand, and we're all going to get on the same page. It's not even worth talking about because it's not a reality yet.
Right.
Win the NBA title first and then let Giannis decide where he wants to go. I just couldn't think of a better place to be than Milwaukee. He's doing everything he needs to do. He's getting endorsements. He's getting notoriety. He'll make the most amount of money. The fans love him. The state loves him. And he's the type of kid, he's very level-headed, and I think he will want to stay in this market. But right now, I'm sure his focus and our focus will be on them just advancing in the playoffs, staying healthy, and winning the NBA title.
So, Sidney, now two-time Defensive Player of the Year, a Hall of Famer, five-time All-Star. He was voted the captain of the All-Star team once again. Just what kind of an honor, and what does that mean getting into those All-Star games and those kind of All-Star weekends for you, reflecting back on the times that you had?
Well, for Giannis, it's more of a popularity contest. I really didn't care for the All-Star games. I did not care for the All-Star weekends. I thought it was a waste of time. I'd rather be resting somewhere. You know, I can think of a lot of reasons. After I made one, you make two. After about number three, I'll never forget, I went to Nelly. We had just played Atlanta, and we were rolling. We won 60 games that year. The team was playing so well. I was just really fatigued. I went to Coach Nelson and said, "Coach, I know I'm voted on the All-Star team. I just don't want to play. I'm tired. I want to go home and rest." He said, "Well, you can't do that. You have to play." So I said, "No, I don't have to play." I said this in my mind. I don't have to play. I have to show up. So I only showed up. I didn't even try to play. You know? I'm just going through the motions. I'm here. So I don't really put a lot of stock in the All-Star game, really. To me, All-Pro, the fact that Giannis is an All-Pro, that's the ultimate compliment for a player, not the All-Star game.
Sidney Moncrief here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sidney, one final thing for you. You've touched on championship a couple of times here while we've had you on the phone here. As a guy that was on a team that, like you said, won 60 games, had a ton of regular season success, can that be that motivation, that factor of everybody still knowing you do still have to get to the ultimate prize, you still have to be able to get there, can that kind of pressure be a good thing and a bad thing at the same time, or how does that balance?
I can only speak for myself. I can't really speak
True.
For how other
Right.
players process, but I didn't really look that far ahead. I just looked at the next opponent, who's next in line. Unfortunately, we won 60 games, so did Boston, so did the Lakers. I mean, they were better teams than our team. And we didn't know that then, but I know it now, looking back at the roster, but I thought we were a very good team. I thought we had a shot. The Bucks, on their other hand, is clearly the best team in the NBA. Clearly the favorite. So I think they should just – they should have the type of confidence to just whoever we play, we're going to win that game or that series. And then the next series, it's time to win another series. And to me, that's how you look at winning an NBA title. You don't look at the end goal. You look at the process along the way. And that's what we did. We were just not the best team.
Sydney, really appreciate it. Really appreciate the time today and moving forward every single time we get you here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, now driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Our conversation here with Sydney Moncrief is, and guys, if you want right now today, check out the new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles right off I-43 North at Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, right off Silver Spring Drive. He is Sydney Moncrief. He is a Pro Basketball Hall of Famer. He'll join us coming up on Tuesday night after the Bucks take on the Washington Wizards. Sydney, appreciate the time today.
No, it's not after the Bucks take on the Washington Wizards. It's after the Bucks beat the Washington Wizards.
Exactly.
He is the absolute
That's right.
best.
That's right. About,
and Mr. Butler, good luck. Hopefully you'll get what you want with the Hall of Fame. And go Bucks. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sydney.
Much,
appreciate it. That's Sydney Moncrief joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Two-time Defensive Player of the Year. Giannis probably should already have like one of those awards, but he will be one of the few guys that wins that and the MVP. Should probably be in the same year. 10 minutes away from hearing Michael Lombardi, who we have talked very glowingly about Matt LaFleur. Our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider may do the opposite. We're back before that here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.